This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Tuesday, March 26, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and before I get to what caught my eye this morning, there is breaking news out of Chicago. The Jussie Smollett case, they've dropped 6 felony counts against him, and he is not going to face any criminal charges. That story is developing as I record this, so a little too early to crunch it and or wrap it. So let's get to this that caught my eye this morning. Justin Bieber is taking a step back from his music to focus on his health and his marriage because he wants to address some deep-rooted issues. This from TMZ. Justin just announced his plans to hit pause on his career and shift his focus to more important things like Hailey Baldwin, telling his fans, "Music is very important to me, but nothing comes before my family and my health." Now, the Biebs is sending a clear message to anyone clamoring him to release a new album, saying, "I've toured my whole teenage life. In early 20s, I realized, and as you guys probably saw, I was unhappy last tour, and I don't deserve that, and you don't deserve that. You pay money to come and have a lively, energetic, fun-like concert, and I was unable emotionally to give that to you near the end of the tour." Justin's comments come amid reports he's been getting treatment for depression. He addresses some of that by revealing, "I have been looking, seeking, trial and error as most of us do. I am now very focused on repairing some of the deep-rooted issues that I have, as most of us have, so that I don't fall apart, so that I can sustain my marriage and be the father I want to be." Justin's not saying goodbye to the recording studio forever, though. He says, "I will come back with a kick-ass album ASAP. My swag is undeniable, and my drive is indescribable. His love is supernatural. His grace is reliable." So, Justin Bieber taking a break. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. I'll start out by saying I am not a Justin Bieber fan. He clearly has talent, and it's taken him to a certain level. But I think a great thing to do for anybody is to, if you can, hit pause on things and take a step back and see what's going on. Now, most people can't just go, "You know what, I'm not going to work. I'm just going to take a break from work and focus on me." But you can do that in little ways every single day, whether you do something as simple as meditation, whether you talk to a therapist, whether you go to a support group, whatever you do to sort of take a step back from your life and that drive and that grind that we all have with our career because we're providing for a family or we're doing what needs to be done to get the bills paid. But I think from a human standpoint, to be able to take that step back, even if it is only for an hour a week, to chill out and focus on ourselves and just get out of that rat race, I think is incredibly powerful. And I think it's good that he is recognizing this and taking the time to do it. He's also recognizing that he doesn't want to disappoint his fans by putting out a tour where people go and they go, "I went to that show and it was okay. He didn't really seem to be into it." Because it's really sucky when you go to a show like that. And I think everybody has been to a concert like that where you can clearly tell something is up with one of the main people in the group, whether it's the lead singer or somebody else in the band or the backup dancers. And you look at them and go, "Oh, they look like they're phoning it in." You don't know what's going on with them. Maybe they've got some injury they're dealing with and every step they take hurts. Maybe they've just gotten terrible news. Maybe they're dealing with something behind the scenes you don't ever see. All you know is you didn't get the experience that you were expecting when you went to the show. The fact that he recognizes that and cares enough about his fans to acknowledge that, I think is a great first step. And he has been in the public light since he was a little kid. It's just been this huge shower of focus and adulation. And to be able to go, "You know what, I need to take this step back and have a relationship where I'm a husband, where I want to be a father, where I want to do this, where I want to be a human being." Kudos to Justin Bieber for doing that. And for you, take even just, 20 minutes, an hour, take a step back, relax, focus on you, focus on what's going on, and take a break, a little mental break from the rat race that you're in, and treat yourself. And that is the Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by. inside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm weaving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Hey, I got a thing.